organization thing is set. Everybody's aboard, yeah.
So make sure it's pretty, what you say about it, so I just went over the whole thing, what they need, so pretty satisfied.
You have a problem?
Yes, I say, the Secretary of Agriculture on this.
Yes,
oh, yes.
You're going to have a seven-man cabinet, rather than six.
Well, you'll have eight departments instead of seven.
Screwed up anyway.
Said the trade-off, but is the farm book, this is a nice, neat reorganization.
I could totally not.
President Martin.
Carol, how are you?
How are you?
Thank you, say it.
I see you.
I'm sorry, that's here to keep you waiting, but I had, these are busy days. Well, we are probably to.
Probably to have the other team.
Well, it's not time, how long ago it was.
About time I've been on your team for years.
Yeah, I had that, but 50, so you used to work close.
How long were you in the department?
3 years. Which years?
1954 to 1957, August 12th.
54 to 57.
We won the campaign.
56, oh, we won the campaign.
Prices are pretty good that year, just get the farm walk ratio up to what it was in 56.
Not for the farmers.
My students used to, what is the fair price for hogs? And what's the catch rate? It's 10% more. And they say, what's the fair cost for feed? One quick answer is 10% more.
Well, I know, I think the problem is insurmountable. I was kind of Carl Curtis in here, steadily regarded as the vital importance I want. Even more than anybody else.
Okay, we'll do that.
And here's one of the Carl?
Yeah.
No, he just came and seen me yesterday, you know, other matters.
Well, yes. Quite sorry, I heard you change, but
yeah.
I don't know about that. But I honestly feel a lot of people have contact on them, feel that they haven't translated this into anti-administration position yet, but they will. Tennessee in that direction.
Let me ask,
the real problem is to get it up.
Yeah, well, I know. The real problem is to get it up next year, but if you can get it up next year, it's still be in the same year. I am not so sure that our people in the department and our own staff here have made the right decision on the corn thing.
If you keep,
well, without, as you know, the real problem on corn, and I've asked one of the matters that Curtis was discussing on the mining land, which is a very simple. But the whole point is that our whole strategy is, well, we'll wait around and do some things and see that we get enough corn, and see the next year the price is up, because that's all the farmers are going to matter. That could be unless it sets in.
Yeah.
And that's the problem that you have with 91 and 92 cent corn in Nebraska. And I can agree that in my view it is that it might be necessary to give it I'm not thinking of 600 million bushels, but 200 or 300 million at this point, just to get things under the show we care.
You're talking about the status of that.
But
talking about the
I bet the only thing is that I hope McGregor heard Curtis's statement.
I'm sure it's so reasonable.
So different from the simple Miller. But I think it's got to be evaluated. I think when you come up with the way you do it, I think that in the 50s we always did right with the deal of agriculture. We had seldom talked right now. We were usually symbolically wrong. And symbolism is where we're wrong here, John. Here's a good wrong on the symbolism. I just don't give a damn. That little, that shipment to Russia will help.
It's had a very positive impact.
In fact, they expect more out of it. But I think that at this point,
he is a section of things.
At this point, they're, I just don't want it to set in too long with them sitting out there and saying, oh, corn, then people think that then next year maybe we get it to $1.02. They may never forget. forget the dollar the 90 cent. You know what I mean? Like people never forgot the depression. Right? They ran against over they ran against over when times were good. Sure, but I mean, even when Republican on the issue of recession or depression was not even there, they keep running against Hoover. You see, that's what I'm concerned about the farm thing. No, by the way, that's a problem that I want re-examined when you get in here. We can do a re-examine it as an intellectual, I examine it as a politician. I think it's terribly important for you to, for your family. We, of course, expect you to give our best, your best judgments of what to do on that. But I have no doubt about that. You know how to run this stuff. You're an expert. It's been very difficult to have anybody in this thing who has any really understanding in terms of the political thing. Everybody wants to have it. Everybody wants to have it. But I said, by the way, the best politics is to do what's right. It's true, but you're not around. You're not going to be able to do what's right, so you have to do what's wrong.
Now you're talking about the best of the best in that administration.
I know. Thanks. Well,
I quite agree with you, Mr. President. I want to tell you that I told John Mitchell this morning.
Yeah, I talked to John. That's why I held up to tell him on another matter.
Yeah, I know you're over there.
Step back on the line.
I know you.
Good person.
He's very definite. But I told him I come here as a professional agriculturist, of course. And I've got some little taste in politics, but I recognize what the problem is now.
Right.
I tried myself 4 years ago with the nomination. I know that we pay off the sacrifice of elaborate on this.
Sure.
I understand that. And I think there's much that can be done. In the first place, I'm rather articulate individual. I would be able to make an impression after the farm bill, but I am particularly in agriculture this year.
Right.
And I get a positive stance from you and Cliff, I think, are this. I think Ray Watt is the first group of your administration. We kept a low profile.
Did not get anybody in trouble.
And you did a marvelous job.
Yeah.
I have time to hear now.
One of the great decent guys in the business.
Oh, terrific. He's a great boss if he's leaving that over here. But being a rock being a director myself, I understand if any of that comes to us if you come in. But I think now we get to give the impression that somebody's really speaking up for agriculture. A partisan sort of way. And you run some risk doing that. So when you speak up, you're going to speak up partly by high cost, which is another good bug farmers, $25,000 for a compromise. Yes, 90 cent corn, this doesn't make sense. You just don't have enough acres to run it over to spread your over yet. But they want to hear somebody down here who they think is aware of the problem.
Right.
Part of the other part of our situation produce.
Yeah.
I'm going to be adverse to buying some corn if I need to, but there are dangers involved creating the so-called strategic reserves.
But the trouble is,
as long as they're telling you the market,
the trouble is what we have to realize. Unless we do something like buying some corn, we've got the strategic reserve. It's going to go through like it's going to have to crash through a goose.
Some shit.
And you know that. And the House will pass it for sure. And I think the chances of the Senate Republicans are pretty sure a hell of a lot better than our people.
Well, there are people that disagree with that. Hyde, Murray, and Tommy, but it's a close call.
Well, from my point of view, I hope we can anticipate far enough ahead things like that we can get the full pay from another period of time.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, my point, the thing I'm concerned about, though, is that I'd like to be able to sit here and have that horrible strategic reserve program of theirs. But that's much worse than just getting the one-shot deal, you understand? I'd rather get, first of all, let's face it, from what is right, we should you know not well what the reason about this corn surplus. Because everybody made a mistake about the blight. All right, that's nobody's fault. It's just the way nature is. You didn't have the blight. You grew too much corn. The best thing to do, therefore, is to let it rot out, let the market take care of it, and next year the price will go up, bring it by itself. That's certainly the right thing to do. But on the other hand, in a political year, with the year coming up, believe me, they're not going to let us get away with that. They're not going to put in that strategic reserve. My current judgment is not good on a thing like this. Very close to the point of view that says do not. In other words, you always are not talking to Hyde about this. And he said, your colleagues will raise their reasons. Anybody who feels you should do something is the best guy to give you a political judgment. You got to start with somebody that has a view. Because, so you better talk to the guys down there in the hill, see what they do. But right now, we cannot let it be frozen in the idea that we don't care about the price of corn. You know what it is? We talk about wheat, we talk about tobacco, we talk about all the rest. Corn is it for us.
That's it.
Corn is Indiana, it's Ohio, it's Illinois, it's Iowa, it's out for the smaller states, it's parts of Nebraska, and the parts of Minnesota, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. It's getting up.
And they're the ones, those are the states that
it's getting, and even those farmers, and that includes fully half, corn farmers have soybeans too, soybean prices out of this world, as you know. They're still unhappy about corn.
Oh, I know, soybeans are...
I don't care how good, you don't hear about that.
No, and also, even with the deal in the corn, with a huge amount of corn that's in, I mean, they're making money.
Their grocery trade is better this year.
Why, of course.
It's still a price that...
I don't...
No, I think next year, hogs will be in pretty good shape in that part of the country. $2 or $3 better than now.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you think, corn will be?
Well, it depends on how much participation you get in the 72 job from here. And I'm delighted talking with John's people here that you know that you are prepared to go the distance, whatever it takes to get the acres out next year. Which means that if we don't get participation at the level we anticipate with the first and second 10%, you raise the ante. My boys out there at Purdue feel that the 52 cents you put up from the first 10%, second 10% isn't quite enough to get the 50 you want.
Yeah.
But you probably ought to have to the 52 cents had the 80 cents.
Right.
Well, you know, the people are, yeah. Look at this well. It may take another $100 million or $200 million. But if you got $2 billion in it, you're foolish enough to go to this.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So
it's like a poker game.
And I'm delighted to know that you feel the same way.
At a poker game with a big pot, you're just nuts to sit back there and lose the pot by coming in. That's a call. That's what's involved here. Same thing.
I think we're together on that. But just so you recognize, the Secretary's job is an impossible job.
Oh, no, I know. It's impossible to be Secretary of Agriculture or to be popular and all this sort of
jobs.
And incidentally, there's no way you can satisfy farmers. Except they're pretty good folks, and in the end they'll come true. But I realize that there's going to be bitching and whining and so forth. They'll say, do something for corn, why don't you do something for wheat?
Yeah.
And you know, they'll say, what's the matter with the back?
And if you do something for corn, now they can sold their farm with all the acres, because they did whatever.
I got a lot of later reads.
These folks are talking to you about, I don't know, I'm sure you're these folks are talking about the organization and the parcels have it.
All three.
Sir, one thing on this, Earl's wife is coming in.
Yeah.
Now, about Martha and Cliff, should we do them all together?
Do anything you want.
Well, I think she'd be hurt if she did.
I would prefer to make that.
Okay.
I would prefer that. Mark, watch it.
Yeah.
Well, three or four. Now, so we're still trying to position
we got to get the power field straight on.
Yeah, but you want the power field position on the power if you want them.
Well, what do you want in the schedule? It's three or four. Which is
making
difference?
No, I'm available either time. I'll give you both times free.
Okay.
But we'll work it out. Now, the organization, whatever we want, I understand what the situation is. The thing there, that is not something I want to make a statement about. He can do that. Just
you don't want to make a statement about it?
The problem is, we're going to put it out. We're going to just put it out. It's not something that we want to take 3 or 4 minutes of television time explaining about the Department of
Agriculture. Oh, that's not really the same. You don't mention it, though. See, the difficulty with his mentioning it is that he's got confirmation of it.
I understand. I just want the statement put out. It'll run in the story. It'll get out. I want a good written statement, but it's too complicated for me to go into in detail. Well,
should not be in the story either. Sir.
Yeah.
No,
but what's that?
All we want to do is hit the highlight that there's going to be a Department of Agriculture. Okay?